Dreambound, fogbound, with a cargo full of ideas you can't sell. The marketplace of meaning doesn't want to know. The labels are all price tags, and they've got people on the main stage. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Because if you have to sell it, it's not a dream anymore. It's just something in your hand. It's money, and money, money, money.
Dream comes through like a train rattling in the night, free for all, open air and open-eyed. We hear the wind shaking leaves in the trees, but others can't see that this reality might be another dimension.
But what's the use of it? What's the use of it? You just gotta live.
There'll never be a building without a plan. There'll never be a heaven without a dream. There'll never be an angel without envisioned schemes of flying. The first seed, the growth of grain, lies hidden within to blossom forth in dreams.
But you have to live your life day to day. You're not dreaming day to day.
It's exchange of energies. You give what you've got to give. Some people are artists in clay. Some people paint today. Words are not yet currency, but when they reach harmonic singing, then perhaps they will be what we need.
But how are you going to feed the children?
Exchange of energies will give the people what they need, to the extent that the dreams painted to some people will be enough to give food for our children. Every night, when the light departs and eyes are full of stars, dream comes. Half our waking life is dreams. This devalued part of consciousness, a condominium of dreams, is full as apartment buildings of beings, which haunt our daily schemes to make and hold and control, possess. These two dynamic opposites need integration, left and right part of the brain. Both are practical. Dreams.
Dreams. Dreams are butterflies. Dreams are colour. Dreams are wonderful. Dreams are life. Dreams feed me. Dreams give me drink when I'm thirsty. Dreams are all I need.
Sip from the wet spring of grassy dreams in the forest where we make sanctuary. Physically, it's national parks, and metaphysically, it's what happens after dark. We creep to that soft and tranquil spot where moisture warmth refreshes us, and we can go amongst the dry drought hearts and spread sprinkles of dreams.